Thank you very much, John, and thank you to all three of our panelists. I think Nayat's comprehensive intersectional address on the issues of hate speech and their complexity and the contradictions that are contained within them was very useful. And I was particularly struck by the way in which she linked schools, linked pupils of today with the publicists of tomorrow to catch what you were saying. Thank you, Dimas, for your particular focus on how inclusion creates innovation and drives innovation even, as you were saying. And I was conscious of your focus on corporate social responsibility and, of course, the need to move that to human rights and business, which people have been discussing here for the last three or four days. And then finally, John, thank you very much for your discussion with regard to the underpaid and stereotyped migrant domestic staff. The position you paint with regard to Hong Kong, I know, could easily be painted with regard to a number of other places throughout the world. And also the way in which you looked at the hybrid identities and the complicated contradictions of language learning and how that can evoke both guilt and admiration among the dominant population. So thank you, all of you. And with that, I'm very happy to move to this morning's discussion on this morning's speakers on media representation in media, including social media. I need to tell you that we have 46 speakers, and I'm going to ask you please to keep to the time, to keep to the subject, to keep to the time. And if you've already had a number of chances in one way or another to talk, to maybe consider whether you could leave it to others at this stage, but I have to leave that to all of you. So can I start firstly, please, with the Universal Peace Federation.